This is Tokens of Affection, Star Wars The Clone Wars fanfic by Wandering Jedi Historian. It features the relationship Cody / Obi-Wan Kenobi. It is rated for general audiences, and no archive warnings apply. Tags include Otterwan, Fluff, Teasing, Banter. The 212th Attack Battalion loves Obi-Wan Kenobi, and Obi-Wan Kenobi loves the 212th Attack Battalion. Obi-Wan wiggled and squirmed as much as he could, but Scratch's latest design and lightsaber holder rig didn't budge. He squeaked in approval. Scratch grinned. Now maybe the commander will stop being annoyed with both of us. With an almost morose-sounding squeak, Obi-Wan slumped. It wasn't that he wanted to drop his lightsaber. Otter paws are simply not made to hold them, and at the end of the day, otters weren't meant to wear belts or holster rigs or the like, so they were all working at a disadvantage. Still, Obi-Wan understood Cody's fear. In otter form, he was vulnerable. If he didn't have his lightsaber, it was even worse. At least in this form, you can just look cute at him and it lightens his mood, Scratch teased. If otters could blush, Obi-Wan would have. He had noticed Cody's inability to remain irritated with him in this form. It was rather cute in and of itself. Still grinning, Scratch crouched down and undid the buckles on the belt, easing it off Obi-Wan. All right, next time you need this in the field, it should work, he declared. Carefully shifting back to human form, Obi-Wan offered his thanks. I do appreciate all of your hard work, Obi-Wan said. Pride tinged the force around them as Scratch gave him a genuine smile. It's a fun challenge, sir, he admitted. Different than anything else I get to do. That was understandable. A little variety certainly made everything more interesting. Were you able to find what you needed to make that box for Cody? Obi-Wan asked. Scratch had been searching for weeks for what he wanted to make a nice-looking box to hold Cody's rock collection. The rocks that Obi-Wan, in his otter form, couldn't resist collecting for the man he loves. Smiling triumphantly, Scratch nodded. Got the last bit before we left Coruscant yesterday, he replied. Should have the box done in a couple of days. Obi-Wan beamed. Excellent. Later that afternoon, while they were working on formwork, Obi-Wan could tell that Cody was up to something. He seemed very pleased with himself. Anything you'd like to share? Obi-Wan asked curiously. Cody smiled innocently. Not yet, he replied. That only piqued Obi-Wan's curiosity further, but he didn't press. Whatever it was, Cody would tell him when he was ready to do so. Very well, Obi-Wan said, letting just enough disappointment show to make sure Cody knew he was interested at the cause of Cody's mood, but not so much as to make it seem like he was upset. Scratch should have the box for your rock collection done in a few days. The smile on Cody's face softened into something warm and genuine. Can't wait, he said. It'll be nice to have a safe place to store them. Obi-Wan grimaced. Yes, the pile has gotten a bit unwieldy. Cody snickered. Just a bit, he allowed. But I like them all. Obi-Wan couldn't help but preen at that. His mate liked his tokens of affection and wanted to keep them all. It soothed deep instincts inside him. Smiling softly, Cody added, Thanks for checking on that for me. Nodding, Obi-Wan replied, I was already there, so it was easy enough to inquire for you. This, all of this, felt so domestic. It wasn't something Obi-Wan had experienced with a romantic partner before. He never would have anticipated enjoying it so much. They didn't have to do anything except be together, and it made him happy. A short time later, Cody's comm beeped. Looking down at it, Cody grinned widely and said, We have a surprise for you. Obi-Wan perked up at that, setting his data pad down. Oh? Nodding, Cody set his work aside and stood. He held out a hand, still grinning. Come with me, sweetheart, he said. Excitement was now palpable in the air. Focusing for a moment, Obi-Wan could tell it wasn't just from Cody. Whatever it was, he really did mean the surprise was for more than just him. Lead the way, darling, Obi-Wan said. Dutifully, Obi-Wan followed Cody's lead. His curiosity ratcheted higher and higher as they walked through the negotiator. They came to a stop in front of what appeared to be a storage room. "We've repurposed this room a bit," Cody declared. With that, he opened the door, and Obi-Wan got a look at what was inside. Oh. Oh, his men were wonderful. So, so wonderful. He had no idea what he'd done to deserve them. And this. "Cody," Obi-Wan breathed. This, it's too much. None of you needed to do all of this." Scratch, Bones, Waxer, Boyle, Longshot, Wooly, Chris, and half the 212th engineers were hovering in the room. "But we wanted to do it," Scratch declared. Wooly nodded. "We want you to have a space you can shift safely right here on the ship." Waxer gestured towards the pool that filled two-thirds of the room. "Bones and I kept track of the salinity levels of the last few planets we were on, and combined that with his research to create what we think is the ideal level for you. But we can change it if you want," Waxer explained. "Or we can convert it to fresh water entirely next time we have a good source. The water tanks for this are entirely separate from the rest of the ship's water systems, so you are not taking anyone else's water rations by having this." Obi-Wan flushed. That would have been his first objection, and he couldn't pretend otherwise. "I knew you'd worry about that," Cody admitted. "So we resolved that problem right away." Chris nodded. "And it has its own water filtration and cleaning systems, so the water won't get dirty," he explained. "And the pool itself has a shield. That way, the water won't splash out of the pool, even in a battle." Longshot grinned. "And the pool shield has a separate backup battery, so even in the case of the ship's power being diverted or lost, the shield will hold for 18 hours on that battery." Swallowing hard against the rising well of emotion, Obi-Wan said, "Thank you, all of you, so very much. This is brilliant." Cody's fingers entwined with his. "The men love you," he said gently. "They were excited to do this for you." Obi-Wan smiled softly. "And I'm so very grateful," he assured. "It's wonderful. They are wonderful. I adore you all so much. I do hope you know that." The men perked up at that, as if his initial reaction worried them. "I think I'm a little overwhelmed," Obi-Wan admitted. "I never would have asked for so much." The looks on Wooly and Waxer's faces said they very much wanted to hug him. In human form, that always felt so much harder to allow them. But in otter form, showing his affection was easier. So, Obi-Wan carefully removed his hand from Cody's and shifted. With a happy squeak, he scampered over to the men and tapped his paws, looking up with expectant eyes. Wooly made a sound that Cody wasn't actually convinced the clone vocal cords were supposed to be able to make. He didn't blame the younger trooper, not with Obi-Wan in otter form tapping his little paws in excitement. Wooly immediately dropped to his knees and stroked Obi-Wan's fluffy head. Paws flapping happily, Obi-Wan reached for Waxer, who didn't hesitate to join Wooly. The others hovered close, waiting for their turn. After a few moments of that, Obi-Wan turned his attention to the pool. With a pleased squeak, he scampered up the ramp and slid into the pool. His head popped up over the edge, and he squeaked in delight. Cody realized that, in a way, this was a large token of the 212th's affection for their Jedi General. It wasn't the same type of affection represented by the rocks Obi-Wan offered him, but it was still very meaningful. He grinned. He had a feeling this room was going to become one of his favorite places on the ship.